Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Good news for people who have a lingering tax bill going back to 2020. The IRS is going to waive nearly $1 billion in late payment penalties.
It was a response to the pandemic. Taxpayers were obviously struggling, but it was also the IRS was struggling. Huge backlogs of paper tax returns and correspondence and telephone jams. They couldn't really then send out these notices, and then they wouldn't have the manpower to respond to more paper.
We'll go through the numbers with WSJ personal finance reporter Ashley Ebling after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
The IRS is offering millions of tax-delinquent Americans relief for non-payment penalties. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashley Ebling joins me. So, Ashley, who's affected by this?
It's for taxpayers who didn't get collection notices from the IRS during the pandemic for tax years 2020 and 2021. Any taxpayer who owed under $100,000 in taxes for those years and they still owe taxes, they're going to automatically get late payment penalties waived. It's a big deal. It's roughly 4.6 million individual taxpayers who owe for tax years 2020 and 2021 will be eligible for this penalty relief. It's limited to taxpayers who owe under $100,000 in taxes for either of those years and people who received an initial balance due notice on or before December 7th of this year.
Why did the IRS stop sending out notices and collection letters to these people?
It was a response to the pandemic. Taxpayers were obviously struggling, but it was also the IRS was struggling. Huge backlogs of paper tax returns and correspondence and telephone jams. They couldn't really then send out these notices, and then they wouldn't have the manpower to respond to more paper.
So why did the IRS decide to offer the back taxes penalty relief now?
Now it's really post-pandemic. They've announced they're restarting regular collections. So anyone with a tax debt should really be expecting to hear from the IRS. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel said it was fair to those who hadn't gotten reminders to issue this penalty relief.
When will people get these notices from the IRS?
It'll be starting in January. It'll be a special reminder notice for those years, the 2020 or 2021. And the notices will show the new balance due without penalties. In the meantime, it is possible like a taxpayer could establish an IRS online account and see what the revised balance due is right on that online account. Those will be adjusted starting this week.
For those who owed back taxes in 2020 and 2021, was the accumulation of interest also halted?
No, the interest grows by law and can't be waived by the IRS. So no matter what tax year we're talking about, there's always going to be the interest that just keeps accruing. The special relief is just for late payment penalties for tax years 2020 and 2021.
Now, if the IRS had not been sending out notices in 2020 and 2021, could people have fallen into a trap of forgetting that they owed back taxes?
That's a big problem, because once taxpayers forget a tax debt and they don't get the letters, then the interest and penalties is still accruing and they might not understand it.
By the way, what's the interest rate on back taxes?
The current interest rate is 8%, and it's compounded daily. Every quarter, the IRS sets it. So that's up from 3% a couple years ago. And then the penalty for failure to pay is calculated separately, and that's 0.5% of the unpaid balance each month or 6% a year, up to a maximum of 25%. So you can see how the penalties really add up. And all in all, it's $1 billion of penalties that the IRS is waiving for these 2 years.
We hear a lot about scams involving people pretending to be from the IRS. What do people need to know about how the IRS delivers correspondence to taxpayers?
Don't expect a text. The IRS doesn't initiate contact with taxpayers by email to request any kind of personal or financial information. Generally, they would first mail a paper bill to a person who owes taxes. So those are the paper letters and notices that taxpayers should be on the lookout for in January.
Oh, so if you get a phone call from somebody saying they're from the IRS, they probably are not.
That's right.
Is there an expiration date for the penalty relief?
The expiration date is April 1st, but remember, the sooner you pay, the lower the tax bill will be because interest keeps accruing. But after April 1st, those late payment penalties will get posted back to your account.
So if somebody feels that they'll be affected by this, what's the first step for them to do?
Luckily, this is all going to be automatic penalty relief. So starting this week, the IRS is going in and adjusting taxpayers' accounts to take off the late payment penalties for those 2 years. But it's a really a wake-up call, a call to action to look at your tax debt and understand that the interest is still accruing and you try to get a handle on it. I mean, obviously, they make it easy to pay, but even if you can't pay or facing a hardship, there are things that you can do, set up partial payment plans or even try to secure an offer in compromise where you settle your tax debts for less than what you owe.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We're off Monday for the Christmas holiday, but we'll be back Tuesday with a special series on the economic factors that impacted our finances and careers in 2023 and what to expect in 2024. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.